What a great group. I'm really glad to be here.
Thank you, Lord.
Here's a place, and there's a couple of things I want to say. They're almost like two different words. Actually, what I'm going to do is keep them that way and share one of them tomorrow. So Bracken just got through reading these scriptures from John 7, but I wanted to just focus on this little part. Jesus said to them in verse 21, he first told him, he says, you have the law of Moses and yet you don't keep it. Yet why do you seek to kill me? Then he says in verse 21, I did one deed and you all marvel. And that's why they were trying to kill him, because he healed the man on the Sabbath, the previous festival, previous feast recorded in John 8. On this account, Moses has given you circumcision, not because it was from Moses, but from the fathers. And on the Sabbath, you circumcise a person. And if Moses receives circumcision on the Sabbath, and if a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath, that the law of Moses may not be broken, are you angry with me because I'd made an entire man well on the Sabbath? Do not judge according to appearance, but judge according to righteousness. We talked about this a little bit last week, but I wanted to, that blows me away. I love that scripture, that what Jesus is basically saying to them about the fact that they have a law that you can't really do. If you're ever in Israel and there's a Sabbath, I mean, even the elevators won't run. You can't really do anything. And one of the 39th law of things you can't do on the Sabbath is you can't pick up anything and carry it. And so Jesus, when he told the man to pick up his pallet and walk, he broke this law. And that's why they wanted to kill him. And because he said that he was only doing what the Father was doing, he called God his Father. But the interesting thing Jesus was telling them, he said, here's the deal. It's like, you're upset with me because I healed an entire man. I made a man whole. He didn't just heal him physically. He healed him spiritually. He healed his soul. Because this was the man when Jesus said, you know, go and sin no more, lest something worse befall you. And we don't know exactly what was wrong with him. The scripture uses a different word from being crippled, but we're not sure what was going on. But Jesus was concerned when he asked him the question, do you want to be whole? Do you want to be sound? And he began to tell Jesus why he couldn't get to the pool. And Jesus made him whole, sound, healed his body, healed his mind, emotions, and will, healed the whole person, and setting him free from the reign of sin. He was set free from sin, not just physical healing. And again, I'm not saying that all physical healing is, or sickness or disease or affliction is because of sin. It is all the result of the original sin of Adam, but not because a person's in sin, but this man, there was a connection. And so Jesus is telling them, he said, look, here, you have a law that says you can't do these things on the Sabbath, and yet the fathers passed down to Moses, and Moses, the law of Moses says that if a boy is 8 days old, he has to be circumcised. And so if that 8th day happens to fall on the Sabbath, he said, you don't have any problem transcending one law by breaking another law. As a matter of fact, he says, and by doing what Moses said and circumcising on the Sabbath, you keep the law of Moses. So they kept the law of Moses by breaking the law of Moses, because sometimes a law transcends another law. And then Jesus goes on and he says, and you're angry with me because I made an entire man whole? He said, don't perceive with unrighteous perception. See what's going on here. And so here's, let me just throw this out to you. And I believe that one of the things that Jesus is saying, there's a place in Romans 8 that says the law of the Spirit of life sets us free from the law of sin and death. And there, scripture talks about this law of love. And the law of the love of God's heart transcends all other laws. And so the fact is, Jesus had come to reveal to them the truth about the Father. And the truth about the Father is that which governs his heart is his desire to see humanity made whole. And what was more important to him was to heal this man, the entirety of him, to make him whole. And if that required breaking one law, transcending that law, God's heart and desire to make man whole is more important, and it transcends all laws. But think about that. One of the things that make Westerners intimidated, and therefore we have a hard time plugging in to the childlike faith of Jesus that just stewards healing. I mean, even some of the most credible people that we know, some years ago, Heidi Baker would say that when she came to the West, about 5% of the people she prayed for received physical healing. Though there's all kinds of stuff happens in Africa, and we know that we have been, Africa or Brazil, even 80 to 100% of people we pray for get healed. But here, there's this battle, and the battle is the reason we perceive stuff. And so we're governed by laws like the laws of science, the laws of physics, the laws of medicine, the laws of prognosis and diagnosis, the laws of nature. We have to be at a place where Jesus is saying, God's desire to make man whole transcends all laws. The law of Moses, the law of science, the law of physics, the law of medicine, the law of medical records, the law of prognosis, and the laws of nature, because that's his heart. God's desire to see a person's soul made whole transcends all laws. The laws of predictability, the laws of certainty in the natural, all natural things where you might say, with all that this person goes through, and you may have heard people say this before, all that they've experienced, the abuse, the whatever they may have gone through in their life, there's just no way I can get through this anger, this fear, this bitterness, these issues of sin that I now walk in because of. But Jesus, his passion and his ability to make a person whole on the inside transcends all those things. That's just a lie from the enemy, that a person's stuck in living their life forever getting their feelings hurt, or forever walking in self-hatred, or forever being angry and bitter, or forever whatever because of, or lust because, or pornography because of what's happened to them, what's been passed down to them. Jesus transcends all those laws. He's the truth. Those things aren't the truth. He's the truth. Or physically. I think about Father Craig. And I've watched at times, occasionally, a person decide that what he's going through has just been going on for too long and is just never going to get better. Well, Jesus is saying here, I transcend those laws. I'm not governed by the laws of medicine. I'm not governed by the laws of your history. I'm not governed by the laws of whatever. That is so cool to me. So I'll tell this story again. It's a Karen story. And a year and a half ago, I guess, not quite two years ago, when we were in Uganda on the Congolese border, there was a lot of rebel activity. Probably maybe 60,000 people had crossed the border because rebel, it was a Muslim group, but they were rebels, and they were Ugandans that were living in Congo, and they just began to kill people and destroy their homes. They do that a lot. It still happens. And we have people that we know, people that were connected to us who, in terms of the CEC, lost their everything. And so we went there to minister particularly to the refugees who had come over the border. And so we were, one day we were ministering, we were probably 100 yards, well, not even closer than that, 50 yards from the border of Congo where all this stuff was going on. And so we went to three different places and we ministered to Congolese who had come and had crossed over to be safe. And one of the persons that Karen was praying for, and Bishop Hannington's archdeacon, Timothy, they were praying for, Timothy was her interpreter. This lady was from Congo. I think she had lost her home. Is that right, Karen? But she was pregnant. She was like almost full term. But she couldn't speak English, of course. In Congo, they speak Swahili some, but they speak French, or their tribal language, but Timothy knew it all, so he was just translating. And this lady explains that her baby had not moved for 8 months, though there has been growth, and that she had gone to the doctors, and they said to her what they said, what she interpreted said, that the baby has no head. And what we've figured out what she was talking about is a condition called inencephalitis, not encephalitis, but inencephalitis. And inencephalitis is a pretty rare thing, and a child will, as their birth and grow, they have no back of their skull, and their brain stems usually about that large. And they're born, and there's no survival rate. Sometimes they may live a couple of days, but there's no survival. And because of that, there's no, the whole neurological nervous system's not working, and the baby had not moved for 8 months. They've grown. And this is impossible, right? And so Karen tells a story that it was really freeing because she didn't have to try to come up with some super deluxe prayer because it's impossible. So she just prayed a prayer. And Timothy felt that he thought he felt the baby move. But Karen didn't see it and we were not sure. And Timothy's an honest person, but sometimes you can get enthusiastic about things. And we had to leave maybe then really soon after that to come back to the States. And Karen and I were having a meeting in my office, I guess it was a Monday or Tuesday, and she gets, maybe 3 weeks after we'd gotten home, and she gets this Skype or WhatsApp or message from Timothy. And this little woman had given birth to a normal baby. Full skull, full brain, normal baby. Transcended. Jesus transcended all science, all physics, all medical records, all prognosis, all predictability, all chances and odds. He transcended the laws of nature. That's who he is. And I really believe that's what Jesus is saying here. God's heart to make humanity whole, the entire person, body and soul, transcends all of the laws. And his ability to do that transcends all of the laws. Amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.